In public furniture, urban trees, an installation for the 2014 to 2016 Vancouver Biennale exhibition, Brazilian artist Hugo França uses his 20 years of experience to convert trunks and roots of condemned trees and trees that have washed ashore into sculptural artwork and public furniture for anyone to enjoy. In his early 20s, França was working as an industrial engineer for a computer company in São Paulo. He felt a desire to live differently, disagreeing with the military dictatorship of the time. In 1982, he moved to the remote community of Trancoso, where he met and lived among the indigenous Pataxo. There, he learned traditional carving techniques and began working with local tropical, discarded, or falling wood. Franz's sculpting is a creative dialogue with each tree he works with. His final sculptures work with the natural shape, cracks, knots, forms, and flaws of each tree, using sustainable design by minimizing waste. França creates works that reconnect trees with people, offering ways to live with and connect with these trees, giving a new life to wood that would otherwise be discarded or destroyed. As França says, this is not art that you can't touch or feel. The whole idea is to become integrated into the art. The connection is the main point, that you become one with nature and the tree. This is the first time that França has created public sculpture outside Brazil, using a variety of local wood. The local wood he used here included red cedar in Squamish and Douglas fir in Vancouver. These sculptural furniture pieces are located in public spaces where locals can sit and relax or climb all over this installation. As you look at these sculptures, consider, how is Hugo França's work connected to land use, natural resources, and sustainability? How might the artist's work impact the communities and environment of his own and other countries? For more information, please visit our website at vancouverbiennale.com.